In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with letter 50 to Father Antonio. May the holy will of God be, this is Luisa speaking to him, may the holy will of God be the continuous beating of our hearts. And again, this is how our God has blessed us. He has blessed us to be alive at this time, to read, to study, to put into practice the truths, the lessons that Jesus has given to Luisa, and to begin to understand the depth of what this great gift of the divine will is all about. Starting tomorrow, we're going to begin the titles of Luisa. I always would say there was 2,200 titles. The reason I asked somebody once a long time ago, how many pages we got? And they said about 200, 250 pages. And I said, how many titles are on the page? And they said, about 200. I said, okay. You know, so I'm thinking 2,000 titles. You know, my math is horrible. But anyways, it's 8,000 titles that Jesus gave to Luisa. And we're going to go through these 8,000 titles for the next 40 days, 200 titles a day. And there will be repeats. But what Jesus shows us is that when he repeats something, he wants us to understand how important this is. So if he gives you gives Luisa a title, and then repeats that title, he's trying to get to us the depth of this beauty that Luisa possesses. So here, Luisa begins, may the holy will of God be a continuous beating of our hearts. Now, one of the reasons we are doing this 40 days before March 4th, which is the anniversary of Luisa's entrance into heaven, is Archbishop Cassati in 1997, asked everyone to pray for these 40 days. And if anybody was there remembering the great celebration we had on the 50th anniversary of her entrance into heaven, this year it's 77 years since she entered into heaven. So much more has been given since 1997. So much more. You know, we got all the translations in English in the year 2025, thanks to some, you know, faithful souls, you know, helping getting this out, and how great that is. So here we are. We have this letter, this 50th letter to Father Antonio. Luisa shows us, stresses with us, may the holy divine will of God be our continuous beating of our hearts. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, walk in my walking. I don't want to do anything separated from you, Lord. This love that Luisa has for Jesus, where she's longing for Jesus, she's crying out to Jesus, she's pleading with Jesus, shows us how far we are from loving Jesus. She says, I want to be with you. I do not want you to be alone. And even in front of the tabernacle, are we so in love with the Lord that we don't want him to be alone at least 1 hour a day, that we can be with him, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him? So she says that this prayer of Luisa that she gives to this priest starting this letter, may the holy will of God be the continuous beating of our heart every time it beats. Jesus, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit breathes into us this, I love you. And then the blood pumps out of our hearts and say, I love you. It's this, I love you, I love you. But it's not human love anymore. It's Jesus beating in our heart beating. That he gives the Heavenly Father the divine I love you that the Heavenly Father so rightly deserves. So Jesus alone can comfort us in our sufferings. And he says to Luisa, I'm waiting for you so I can console you. I'm waiting for you in the tabernacle so I can console you. He knows we're going to go through some really tough times, and he knows that he is going to seal the communities. The angels are going to seal the communities where no harm can come to them. But he shows us in many ways that this suffering that we're going to go through is going to be difficult. For us, it's not going to be as bad. Why? Jesus beat in my heart beating. Jesus breathe in my breathing. Jesus walk in my walking. Suffer in my suffering. You're always doing everything one with Jesus, never alone. Jesus alone, she says, can comfort us in our sufferings. Therefore, let us turn to Jesus alone. That's our lady said to Louisa, you know how to be happy? You want to know the secret of happiness on earth? She says, live on earth as if it was just you and Jesus alone. Your focus is on him. Your words are one with him. Your heartbeat is one with him. Your breath is one with him. When you're washing the dishes, it's with him. When you're sweeping the floor, it's with him. Everything becomes a joy. Everything that you enter into becomes peace, joy, and happiness. It's heaven. She says, therefore, let us turn to him alone. Let us throw ourselves into his arms like tender babies. This is with Louisa. When you hear Louisa was in the arms of Jesus, she is the little newborn. When we hear that Jesus is in the arms of Louisa, he's now the little newborn, and she is the mother. And God wants to be held. How do we know? Look at the incarnation. Look at Bethlehem. The beautiful thing about Louisa, when she was praying, when God gave her the nine excesses of love, she did those nine excesses of love every day for 9 months, from March 25th to December 25th. And her reward from Jesus and Mary was Mary put the baby Jesus in Louisa's arms. It's not a figment of her imagination. It's a reality that occurs. It's a reality that occurs with each and every one of us. See, the things of earth are passing. The things of heaven are becoming more and more real. As you read the book of heaven, you begin to understand that this time on earth has been, we've been basically at a bus station waiting for the bus. And that ticket, Jesus says, that passport is the fiat, is giving your fiat to God. I want your will, not my will anymore. Let your will be done in me on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus shows us through Louisa, let us turn to Jesus alone. That's what she did. Let us throw ourselves into the arms of Jesus like a tender little baby. And if pain makes us cry, let us wet his paternal hands with our tears. See, it's not the pity me tears anymore of, oh, they said this about me. They did this to me. They did this to my family. No. It's what Jesus has gone through, what Mary has gone through, the new Adam and the new Eve. Our tears, see, the tears that we go through when we see, especially people in our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, our nation, outside of the will of God, the tears that we have there are powerful to God. The tears are very, very powerful to God. And when we cry, as she says here, let us wet his paternal hands. We go to him, our Lord, our Master, our King, our Savior, our God, our all, and we petition him. We supplicate him. And sweet Jesus, and seeing his hands beaded, will dry up our tears and say to us, child, have you come to me to cry? Then he says this. This is right from Louisa. She knows this. I will pour the seas of my graces into your heart. God is going to take care of everything. He knows what we're going to face. And he knows a lot of people are on the edge of the abyss. And he has asked us to intercede for them. not just your family, not just your friends, but all of humanity, from Adam to the last person. And we present our petitions to the Lord, and we our supplications to the Lord, and we ask him to have mercy on us. We are contrite. We say to the Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for the sins of all of humanity, all my brothers and sisters. And we plead for the mercy of God. As Moses intervened for the Israelites, Jesus asked Louisa to intervene for all his children. And now he's what he's given to Louisa, he wants to give to us. And he says to us, would you plead for your brothers and sisters as well? We're in desperate times. Are you ready to pray every day in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future? So what does Louisa say? She says, so let us entrust everything to Jesus, even the lot of our dear homeland. See, it's going to be tough. It's not by chance that we're reading this today. A lot of people have said, and this week is going to be a very turbulent week. If it's true, it's possible. But what we have to understand is Jesus is asking us to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So she says, he, the Lord God Almighty, will dispose everything for the good of our souls. And this is important for us to look at the things that are happening in the world. Is God's trying to get our attention to pray, fast, and do penance. He's getting our attention to mortify ourselves. Lent is coming up. Make this coming Lent the best Lent ever. It might be the last Lent for some of us, but let's make this Lent the best Lent ever. Prayer, fasting, penance, conversion, mortification. I love Lent. It's the time where you get the grace to pray, that the grace to fast, to get the grace for mortification. And he teaches us how to let go of the things of the earth and embrace the things of heaven. And as you pray, I remember being on a 30-day silent retreat, the first week was difficult. The second week was worse. The third week was unbearable. But the fourth week, and all of us, at the end of the fourth week, we did not want to talk again. It was, the silence was so beautiful. And giving retreats years ago, I would say this to the teenagers, I'm going to give you a gift that you don't even know about. This gift is so magnificent. And what this gift is silence. And like I said, to be silent the first week is tough. Harder the second week. Completely difficult in the third week. But by the fourth week, it was really the most beautiful thing that all of us went through. Silence. To be silent. To begin to hear the silent prayer, the silent words of Jesus speaking to us. And again, that's the thing. Unfortunately, today, the evil one doesn't want silence. He wants noise. He wants the radio going. He wants the television on. He wants you to go to movies and loud, you know, loud music. See, God, the evil one knows God speaks silently. So we have to discipline ourselves, especially during Lent, to begin to be silent, to begin to not ramble on about nothing. You know, it's hilarious, that Jesus says this to Louisa. He says, those that ramble on show that there's nothing inside. Those that are silent shows that there is something inside. It would seem the exact opposite. But see, God knows. So she says this. She says to this priest, I hope you have already received the news from your brothers. Entrust them to the purging souls. Okay, now this is an idea. This is a truth that Jesus taught Louisa and is teaching us. for this Lent, entrust yourself to the purging souls. You know, pray for them every day. One of the things that's so beautiful about the purging souls is when they're the happy souls in purgatory. Why? They can never sin again. And they're the next step, if you want to say, is heaven for them. So when we pray, fast, do penance, when we convert, when we mortify ourselves, we do it for the purging souls, so that they can be released. And this is what she says about the purging souls, about your family. They will take care of rescuing your brothers, your sisters, your family. Promise them some series of seven masses if they are rescued. So here you can see this is a beautiful thing that Jesus has shown Luisa, and Luisa is showing us something that we have forgotten. Entrust your difficult situations in your families to the purging souls, and they will take care of rescuing your family. And then promise them a series of seven masses if your family is rescued, and your family will be rescued. They want these holy masses said for them. You know, when we die, I hear, please send flowers to this company, or please send, you know, sympathy cards to this or that. I want, if I die, I want masses like you can't believe. I want masses every day said for me forever, because we need the holy masses, to get to heaven. We need them. And God is asking us to, as he says through to Luisa right now, have you received the news of your family? Entrust them to the purging souls. They will take care of rescuing your family. And then promise the suffering souls a series of seven masses if your family is rescued. Your family is going to be rescued. So you have to understand, your prayers are powerful in the divine will. God is going to answer your prayers. He said to the apostles, pray, believe that you have received it and it is yours. What he teaches Luisa is something even more magnificent. She says, make your prayers Jesus' commands, as Peter did. Peter's in the boat, sees Jesus walking on the water, and he says to Jesus, if you're the Messiah, command me to come to you. Jesus says, come, take my prayer and make it your command. In the most impossible situations is what God loves. Lord, take my prayer and make it your command. And watch what Jesus will do. This isn't magic. It's our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, our God, our all. He doesn't want to lose anybody, but he's asking you. It's his prayer anyways. Think about it. When Peter said to Jesus, command me to come to you, that was Jesus' prayer. Peter couldn't do it. Peter echoed the prayer that was inside him. The same thing for us. Jesus wants us to pray the prayer that he puts inside us. And watch, he wants to hear us echo his prayer so he can accomplish it. Prayer is just, the prayer in the divine will is so magnificent, so powerful. We're going to be astonished when God reveals to us how powerful prayer is. So she says, the next line, I commend myself to your prayers. We want to commend ourselves to the prayers of Luisa, to the prayers of the suffering souls, to the prayers of all the little children of the Holy Divine Will, to the prayers of our Lord, our Lady, Luisa. We want to enter into this abundant life. We want to enter in heaven on earth. We commend ourselves to the prayers of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. So she says, let us pray very much in these times so painful. That's not as painful as today. Today is worse. Again, this was 1917. What's happening now is it just terrible. I mean, it's just awful what's happening. And Jesus says, the kingdom's coming. This is the evil one is working overtime, trying to kill as many people as he can. Why? To live in the divine will is to be reborn again and again and again. For every act that you do, being reborn. Every time you read something, to be reborn. And the evil one wants to kill all of us because he knows this being reborn every time is paradise. It's heaven. And we get closer and closer to God. We could become more aware of him. He has said no to God. He cannot have this. So out of the miserable creature that he is, he wants to kill us all. Again, we're going to go through the prayer of the angels helping each community, sealing each community. When the community is sealed, again, once that door is closed for each one of our communities, what will happen at that point is the evil one will rip apart, tear apart everybody that's not in those communities, not sealed. The angels are going to protect us. One angel is more powerful than all the demons together. The angels are going to take care of us. They believe, pride is so ridiculous. They believe they're going to defeat God. They're going to conquer God. Once these communities are sealed, we'll do this probably during Lent, because you're going to see a lot of stuff is coming. A lot of stuff is going to happen. And it's not to be afraid. It's not to be doom and gloomers. We got to go through this. I was telling somebody today, do you like roller coaster rides? Because we're going to go on one roller coaster ride. I mean, if you like to be scared, we're going to have one heck of a ride. But God is going to win. God is going to take care of us. So I commend yourself to your prayers. Let us pray very much in these times so painful. Prayer will defend us from the shadow of the enemy and will cover us with the divine shadow. Nothing can harm us. Remember the four things that Jesus said to Louisa. Number one, there'll be a great chastisement where the large humanity will be gone. Number two, my mother is marking all the little children in the holy divine will and no harm can come to them. Number three, the children that are marked by my mother, the chastisement will have little or no effect. And number four, the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children in the holy divine will. Why? We're getting ready for the kingdom. When we go through what we have to go through, this Jesus calls it a birthing pains. When we get through this, the kingdom is here. Why do you think everything is happening in the world, in the governments, in the church? I mean, how many more royalty resigned last week? That's what Jesus said. He says the royalty is going to resign. The kings and queens are going to resign. Why? Jesus is coming as king, as Lord, as savior, as master. He's not going to reign on earth, but he's going to reign in us. The original thing that God planned for Adam, that Adam filled with the Holy Spirit, Adam in God's image and likeness, reigning on earth as the king of the earth. That's what he wants to breathe into us. That's why he says to Louisa, my children are going to be my divine masterpieces for God. My divine masterpieces. So here, Louisa says to us through Jesus through Louisa says to us, prayer will defend us of the shadow of the enemy. It will cover us with a divine shadow. The divine shadow will render us invisible to the gaze of the enemy. And then she ends it with best regards. See, she knows this. We have to know this. Listen, the divine shadow, this is the angels covering us, will render us invisible to the enemy. Now, once you know this, there's nothing to be afraid of. Really, there's nothing. What you should be afraid of is not being in the state of grace, not being one with Jesus, one with Mary. I'd be terrified with that. If Jesus and Mary, if they weren't everything to me, I would, it would be the worst thing in the world. with Jesus, with Mary. Now they've given us little Louisa. We can have this true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. I love this line. The divine shadow will render us invisible to the gaze of the enemy. He can look and look and he won't see us. Yeah, what's coming is so beautiful. It's so holy. It's so perfect that God wants us to get through this. So the sealing of the communities, what the angels are going to do, sealing the communities, will make us invisible. They're the shadow. They're the divine shadow that's going to cover us. We will be invisible to the enemy. So what does that mean? Again, there's more to learn, more to study, more to put this into practice because the time is short. Letter 71 to a priest, most reverend father, the divine, oh, then she ends it with the little daughter of the divine will. It's Louisa in Corrado, 11/12/1917. Now the next letter, number 71, to a priest, most reverend father. The divine will brings you my wishes. See, it's that your wishes are your prayers. I like you when you pray, read what Louisa says during Christmas. She says, my wish for you this Christmas is that you have the baby Jesus in your arms. My wish for you is, and this is what she says, the divine will bring you my wishes, she says. Though I am embittered down to the marrow of my bones. So she was going through some very, very difficult times. Again, 1929, those last 8 years, 9 years that she lived in the convent was torture for her because there were certain priests that hated her. And these certain priests would try to tear her apart, you know, tear her reputation apart. And people would come up and they go, why are people saying this about you? You know, and it's like, I'm embittered down to the marrow of my bones. So she says, it brings you, this is my wishes, it's rain of light. It's rain, this pouring rain of love, such as to eclipse all your troubles and balm your sufferings, soothe your sufferings. So Louisa's wish, may the divine will brings you my wishes, brings rain on your family, light on your family, love. It rains this light, this love, life of God on your family to eclipse all their troubles. You know, and balm for your sufferings, which unfortunately are painful, to convert them, all of them, into sanctity and to do acts of the divine will. So every heartbeat that we have, every breath that we take, we want to give to Jesus. This is an act in the divine will. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. I don't want to breathe anymore. Beat in my heart, beat it. I don't want my heart beat it anymore. It converts the sufferings that you're going through in, because Jesus is breathing in your breathing. Jesus is beating in your heart beating into acts of the divine will. These acts of the divine will is what God wants us to begin to have a part of our life as it was part of Louisa's life. Jesus wants this new and divine way of holiness here present for all of humanity. What does that mean? As you begin to live it, everybody begins to breathe in this divine will. It's changing humanity. The devil's getting furious. Why is he so furious? The divine will is out. And again, I remember back in 1996 when the writings came out of the Vatican, the reading that came to mind was Jesus says, when these writings are released, it will change the face of the earth. Okay, so when we think about it, you're cornering a rabid animal. that's the evil one. He knows he's doomed. He knows he's doomed. You're there ready to destroy what he is doing. How can that be? It's Jesus and Mary. And you're one with Jesus. You're one with Mary. The angels have hidden you. You are invisible. He knows his time is up. You know, he remembers what he said to Pope Leo XIII, give me 100 years. And he started everything, and 33 years later, from 1884 to 33 years later, when he saw the miracle of the sun, and it terrified him. So he began the Russian Revolution, where, as Our Lady said, Russia will spread its errors throughout the whole world. This is what's happened. And now he knows his time is, we're on overtime. That was 1917 to 2017. His time is over. It's a new era that's begun. How do we know it's a new era? Jesus says, you know it's a new era by the book of heaven that I've given you, Louisa. We've entered that new era. And yes, it's tough now, but it's the birthing pains that every woman has to go through who's giving birth. The pains have become more intense, more frequent until the baby's born. That's what we're going to experience. The pains are going to be more intense and more frequent all over the world, with earthquakes, floods, famines, plagues, wars, rumors of wars. It's going to be unbelievable. And for those who don't have Jesus and Mary, they'll be wailing and grinding their teeth. Doom and gloomers. It has to come to them. For us, it's going to be peace, joy, and happiness. How can it be two? You know, that's exactly what Our Lady said. What's coming is going to be bad for most, but it will be good for some. How can something be good and bad at the same time? It depends on their disposition. If our disposition is to be one with Jesus, if you're praying the rosary, if you're wearing the scapular, you love Our Lady. I mean, it's just, you're obeying Our Lady. If you're going to Holy Mass, receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, learning to fall in love with God, you love Jesus. God is not going to forget that. Our Lady is going to come and mark you to have you be saved. That's exactly what Jesus says. So all the stuff that's out there, the crazy stuff that's going on, again, the evil one's trying every way possible to pull as many people who are on the edge of the abyss, and most are on the edge of the abyss, into hell. Our job is to pray in their name. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, you said on the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. We have no idea what we're doing. If we're not in the divine will, it's you're spinning your tires in mud. So Jesus says this through Louisa, very, very clearly. Your wish to do everything in the divine will brings you light and love and life. That will eclipse all your troubles. It will give you soothing balm for your suffering, which are painful, she says, but will convert all your sufferings into sanctity and into acts of the divine will. Then she says this to this priest, oh, how happy I would be if my wish would become for you the bearer that transforms you completely into divine will. This is our prayer for our families, our friends. How happy I would be if my wish that you live in the divine will would become for you the bearer that transforms you, this giving birth that transforms you completely, not just slightly, but completely into the divine will. That's the prayer that we pray. And we know God is going to answer that prayer when we use the command prayer. Lord, take my prayer and make it your command. And then I don't have to see any results. I know that Jesus will take this prayer. I don't have to see anything. And it can be, what did Jesus say to that woman who was bleeding for 18 years? Hemorrhaging for 18 years. He said, and she touched the tassel of his tillet, of his prayer shawl. And what did they, Jesus said, who touched me? No, he knew who touched him. He's the Son of God. He knew it, but he had to hear from her. Why did you do this? What is the reason for grabbing my tillet? Power came from him. He knew that she did something special. And what was that? She said, basically, that private conversation in Leviticus, it says the Messiah will heal by the hem of his garment. And basically, I believe you're the Messiah. Jesus says to her, your faith has healed you. Our faith in him. That's why Jesus said to St. Faustina, the final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. You're my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You are my all. There's no doubt. I have complete hope, complete confidence, complete certitude that you will answer my prayer. Ask, believe that you have received it and it is yours. So the faith is, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? If you really believe that, then your prayers are powerful. And you don't have to see the result. Why? He's going to take care of it his way. Oh, how happy would I be if my wish that you live in the divine will would become for you this bearer, this birth to transform you completely into divine will. And then she says, I kiss your right hand, and on my knees I implore your paternal blessing, asking you not to forget to pray for me, the most abandoned one. See, this is 1929. People love to find dirt on people. And the lies that they were talking about with Louisa made a lot of people not want to see Louisa. Well, if that's true, then we don't. I mean, how many times do we hear of all the dirt? Jesus is saying, I mean, they thought they had dirt on Mary. Everybody, it was a small community. It was a small community. She leaves the temple. All the priests knew her. She leaves the temple. She goes to Nazareth. She's there a day, if you want to say, or a couple of days. And the angel said, you're going to be the mother of the Lord. She says, how can I be? I've already made a vow of virginity. Joseph made a vow of virginity. How can I become the mother? What do I need to do? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Luis, Our Lady said, yes, fiat me, let it be done to me as you say. And immediately after he says your cousin is pregnant, she runs to back to Jerusalem, which is a 3-day journey. She gets there. Again, Elizabeth falls on her knees and says, how can the mother of my Lord come to me? She recognized Our Lady as the mother of the Lord. And she began to wear, at that point, the clothing of a pregnant woman. And for the next 6 months, as she was going along her way, she kept on wearing. And everybody saw, because she's in a house of a high priest. Everybody saw. All the priests in the temple said, well, I guess we were wrong about Mary. You know, she's not living with Joseph and she's with child. Everybody knew it. It's a small town. You can't get away with anything in a small town. And then what happens? 12 years later, they're at the temple again. Jesus is talking to them at the temple. And everybody goes, who's this boy? Who's this boy? Who's this boy? And in comes Jesus, having Mary and Joseph. And Mary says, Jesus, why did you do this to me and your father? And he says, didn't you not know I had to be in my father's house? At that moment, everybody ran out of the temple. All the men ran out of the temple. And then 12, 15 years later, when Jesus says, your father is the devil, they said, we're no illegitimate breed like you, Jesus. And he goes, we know your origins. So you know my origins, huh? I mean, it's the lies that they said about Jesus and Mary. But Our Lady, because of her, she was vindicated. because of Jesus rising from the dead. Everything's going to be known. It doesn't matter what people say. Most of it's wrong anyways. What's important is that right now, what we want from the Lord is entering into this abundant life, this abundant love. That's the thing that's so important for us. So we have right now the letter 95 to a priest. Reverend Father, I have come to give you my wishes for your name day. So here's her prayers again. My wish for you. Since I am able to say nothing, I send you Jesus. See, Louisa knows. It's the most important person in our life is Jesus. The second most important person in our life is Our Lady. She says, I'm unable to say anything. So I send you Jesus that he may give you his wishes. And I do not know what to say, what Jesus says to you. And then he says, and do you know what Jesus says to you? She says, my child, this is now Jesus. I wish you true sanctity. That's for every priest. True sanctity. My prayer, my wish for you, Father, is true sanctity. And to do so, I give you my love as food, my will as life, all my works, all my pains, all my virtues as dowry. Listen, Jesus says, my wishes are not finite and a simple compliment like those of creatures. Ah, no, my wishes are immense. My wishes are springs this coming out of the water, this font. And only then am I content when I can give all of myself to you, basically. So from now on, you priest will carry me and I will carry you and we will live together. What Jesus says about the priesthood astonishes me. He says, I'm going to reform my priesthood the way I wanted it from the beginning. What he says about the priesthood, the priests are going to, the miracles that are going to come from priests in the kingdom, basically that's coming on earth as it is in heaven, are unheard of prodigies. Why? From now on, you will carry me and I will carry you and we, Jesus says to his priest, will live together. This is not about being good and holy and saintly. This is about sharing in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. He says, my wishes are immense. And only when I am content, when I give all of myself to you, from now on, you will carry me and I will carry you. And then Louisa says this, Holy Father, here are the wishes of Jesus and also mine. I believe you will like them. And I leave you in the divine will of God. See, this divine will is everything, everything that you've ever dreamed of. Everything that you've ever prayed for is found in the book of heaven. This diary of Louisa, how fortunate we are to have this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies placed in our hands. There was a time when we didn't have the book of heaven. And now we have the book of heaven. And that means Jesus says, proves that the kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. I leave you the divine will. Pray for me. She says, these wishes of Jesus are also mine. Pray for me as I do for you from the heart. This is what we say to Louisa. Louisa, you said this to the priest. You pray for me from your heart. And then she says, I kiss your right hand on my knees and I implore your paternal blessing. Yours, little daughter of the divine will. This new and divine way of holiness is here for humanity. The blessings of the priests are for humanity. The priests should be blessing people continuously. This is as Our Lady said to in one of her apparitions, she says, don't leave Mass early. You miss my son's blessing through the priest. It's Jesus in you. It's Jesus in the priest. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name under the mantle of Mary through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.